You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, Northern Rail have recently installed passenger assistance points at some of their busiest stations. But what are they and how do they work? Well, joining me to tell us more is Northern Rail's Travel Integration and Accessibility Manager, Matt Wilson. Can we start with what these passenger assistance points are and how do they work?
It's a waiting area. Generally, will be marked out with signage and seats for customers to wait in. The idea being we've run many mystery shopping regimes as a business to understand where passenger assistance goes well and not so well. And a regular bit of feedback is that customers can find it challenging to connect with station staff for their assistance, especially at stations where it might be very busy and staff are moving around the station. So we wanted to create a specific area that customers could wait in to feel like that, you know, they had that connection with staff and were assured that their assistance would be delivered. They're by no means a mandatory thing to receive assistance. If a customer wants to speak to the staff and then go get a coffee and wait in a coffee shop, absolutely fine. But for all of those customers, especially kind of maybe infrequent new travelers, a little bit nervous about early train journeys, it just provides them with comfort knowing that they've connected with the staff member who's going to assist them and they can wait in comfort while they're, you know, train's due.
And how easy are they to locate within the station if you're blind or partially sighted?
So we've worked with our, we have a really fabulous panel, which we call NORG, which is the Northern Accessibility User Group. We have consulted with that group throughout the project to ensure that we kind of get an area that is as visible as possible. So we've used signage that is yellow and black for contrast, rather than, you know, you see a lot of signage around stations that's black on white. We've used some iconography on there to help people who maybe don't have English as a first language, for example. The waiting area is varies a little bit depending on the geography and layout of the station, but wherever possible, we'll put some Braille communications on the signage as well. And we've tried to locate them in kind of high fall areas that people would hopefully be useful navigating towards. For example, our largest area in Manchester Victoria is sat right on the main concourse between the gate line and the customer service office there.
Is it correct that you also have them at unstaffed stations? If so, how do they help in that particular situation?
These are more of a boarding point than a meeting point. So again, conscious that at unstaffed stations, you know, it can be very challenging and some people won't travel from unstaffed stations because they can't get the assistance they want other than from a conductor on the platform. But for those who are comfortable to navigate to the platform, the boarding point enables them to have a designated area to wait and make it easier to flag the conductor on the service they want to travel on for support. Obviously, if you've got a busy train with lots of people on the platform, it helps to have a kind of designated area that the conductor can look for anyone who needs support. Conductors are trained to look up and down the platform. So again, if you're not stood in that area, it doesn't mean you won't get support, absolutely. But if you are stood in the area that we mark out, then you'll get assistance pretty quickly from the conductor after the train arrives.
And there are plenty of stations that have these installed. So don't worry, I'm not going to make you read all of them. But can you give us a few stations, maybe a mixture of staffed and unstaffed stations, as to where these points can be found?
We've installed them in all of the regions that we operate in. We've been careful to kind of make sure there's a good spread. You've got them from everywhere from Manchester, Victoria, like I said, major station for ourselves, really, really high customer volumes. You've then got them right across the network from Sunderland in the northeast, Barnsley, Wakefield. They're spread right around the country.
And if people would like to find out more information about these passenger assistance points or in general what passenger assistance Northern Rail offers, where can they go?
There's quite a few routes that you could take. You can phone our assistance team in our customer experience centre. on 0800 138 5560. There's the Northern website. You can use the Transreport Passenger Assistance app, which allows a customer to book assistance directly via that. That's available on all app stores. And the National Rail Inquiries website will provide plenty of information as well. So lots of routes, and you can always ask staff at your local stations who will support.
Fantastic. Many thanks, Matt Wilson, Travel Integration and Accessibility Manager at Northern Rail, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.